Da, I want you to know. כי כבר נתאמת את זה כל יודע דעת, אשר הבורא יתברך אינו מן התועלת כל מאומה, לא מכלל הבריאה ולא מן האדם ומעבודתו את האלוקים. What a sentence. It says, I want you to know that anyone who has any ounce of intellect has already figured it out, that the Creator, blessed be He, doesn't benefit anything from all of creation or from humanity or from the service of God. He doesn't need you. What a feeling. Look out and look out at the sky, see all those stars, this great galaxy, the universe, and there's a Creator, and I could talk to Him, I could dive into Him, but He doesn't need me. But that's the truth. He doesn't need me. Oh, that doesn't mean He's not connected to me or willing to work with me or has a goal for me. But He doesn't need me. Kimamar, as the verse says in Job, Yidn tzadakta matiten lo, oma miyadcha yikach. If you were righteous, they tell Job, what do you give God? What can He take from you? What do you have to offer Him? Uchamamar, and as the Talmud tells us, Adon, oh, I'm sorry, not the Talmud. We say it in prayer every day. Adon olam asher malach gam beterem kol yetzir nivra. We say it every day at the beginning. We're about to pray, but we introduce our prayer with a declaration. God was king before we came to the scene. Adon olam, master of the world, asher malach, that He was king beterem kol yetzir nivra, before all of creation. So then, what benefit does He have from our actions? It's only things that were created that are weak, that are lacking. They need your service. So He needs His servant to do something because He's lacking something. But the one who created everything, blessed is His name, Kadmon lechol davar asher nivra. He precedes all of creation. Kasher haya shalem bishlemut bilti tachlit, term kol yitzir nivra. He was whole in the essence of wholeness before all of creation. Ken gamatan, he's whole now as well. Ven matzoch elav yitbarach el shum davar lishlemuto. He doesn't need anything to be whole. Ki shlemuto ba'atzmuto, kol sheken sheitzrech hashver shalom, la'avodat nivra mimenu. He's whole in His own essence. He doesn't need anything. So, what's going on here? What are we busy with here? What are all these mitzvos? Ah, so stay tuned. You want to finish the thought or stay tuned? Finish the thought. Okay, we'll finish the thought and then we'll get to Uri. Okay. Malachi seems intent on finishing the thought first. Okay. Aval. What does the word aval mean? Ah, so you're right. The word aval means in truth. Ha'avodai narak nedava v'chesed me'et aboreg itbarach al beru'av. The fact that we have a service that we could do before the Creator is something that He volunteered. It's a kindness that He gave His creations. K'ma'amar rabotenu zichonam livracha, as our sages taught, kol imrat eloka tzerufa. Everything God says has been purified. Tzaruf means to purify, right? Tzaref is one who shapes metal, but he also purifies metal. Amar Rav. So Rav in the Medrash comments, ma'echpat la'kadosh b'ochu im tashochet min ha'tzavar o ha'toreg min ha'orif. I remember when I read this Medrash, I jumped out of my seat out of excitement. Rav says, what does God care if you slaughter an animal by cutting it from the neck up or from the neck down? God gave us the mitzvos to help His creatures purify themselves. What does that mean? So that needs a lot of work and many philosophical classes, but we're first going to have to hear the Magid Midubna, and then in time, if we feel there are certain questions he hasn't addressed, we'll try to address them. But this is a long, long concept. This isn't something we can conquer in one sitting. Stay tuned, and if you're going to miss classes here, so you could catch them online,
Generally, they should be on Machon Meir's website, and they should also be on my website, 123torah.org. But Machon Meir, you get live, and hopefully, they're usually very good about maintaining the recordings.